This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes, as we have a conversation about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether you are in the workplace, or you're a student, or an at-home parent, or maybe you're taking care of a loved one, or just maybe you're someone who has never really had faith, and you're searching for what your purpose is. Well, the next 30 minutes, we will interview everyday people who will share their everyday faith. Now, what is faith? According to the Bible, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." We like to ask the question, why is faith important on this program? Also from the book of Hebrews. Chapter 11, verse 6 says, "And without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." Well, how do you get faith? According to the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17 says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Thank you so much for joining us today on the show. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes, or you can also now go to mark5ministries.com, and you can listen to all of the previous shows when you have the opportunity. And we also have an email address. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com, and we appreciate your comments and encouragements, and we welcome your prayer requests. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Run for Autism 5K will be on April 18th at Charlottesville High School, starting at 7:30 in the morning. The Rockfish Valley Volunteer Fire Department will have a mud bog on April 11th. Gates open up at 9 and proceeds benefit the fire department. The Scottsville Elementary School PTO will have their first ever Scottsville Scoot Kids Run Walk 5K on April 25th at Dorrier Park. The event starts at 8 a.m. A Quit Smoking Support Group clinic is held every Thursday night from 5 until 6 through May 21st at the Thomas Jefferson Health Department on Rose Hill Drive. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney. Here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today is my friend Craig Kohlberg. Craig, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's good to be here, Jeff.
Well, we like to start with the faith journey on this program, and was wondering if you would kind of take us through a little bit about your life and how you came to faith.
Sure. I think the story really begins with my parents, who actively brought me to a church when I was young. And then, certainly during my 20s and early 30s, I was what would be known as a wanderer. I happened to move abroad. Lived in London ended up being about 10 years. But it was while I was there that I had a very difficult experience in a marriage that fell apart. that ultimately brought me back to faith. And as I have thought about it many times since then, it was, of course, out of a little bit of my own brokenness that I was driven in that direction. But curiously, when I moved to London, I had enough people around me who had what I would term a vibrant faith, and I obviously heard later that they were praying for me. But even when I moved to London, I decided that there was enough to what they were talking about that I would begin to read the Bible and try to find a place to go to church. And I didn't succeed, actually, in either one of those. I started to read the Bible for maybe, and I might have lasted 30 days. And I sought out some churches, only one of which, at the end of the day, had enough people in it to keep me interested. And I made a sort of a personal vow that I would go back to that church at some time. And the fact of the matter is I actually did go back to that church, but it took me 5 years and one failed marriage to get me back there. And curiously, I was out jogging in the streets on a Saturday, and I happened to go by that very same place that I had vowed to go back to. And I checked the board there, which said when the service was going to be the next day, and made it a point to be there. And amazingly, or maybe not so amazingly, that next morning I said, oh, I don't think I'm going. My ritual on Sunday morning was coffee and newspapers and just lounging around at that point. And yet, 30 minutes before that service, I was still in my apartment, and somehow or another, I got to that service. I still don't know to this day what happened. But in any event, at the service itself, this man who I'd never met before tended to hit me right between the eyes with what he was saying, and he prayed a prayer of confession at the end of that service, and he said, anybody who's prayed along with him, to please come see him afterwards. And I did pray that prayer, and I knew that life had changed at that moment. That's now almost 30 years ago.
Wow.
Through the nurturing of a lot of people, I would say in a far better grounding in what the Word of God is, particularly at the beginning of my faith journey. God has been faithful to me, and in turn I have trusted Him or tried to trust Him throughout this these last 30 years. But that's my start. Mm. That's how it all...
It's a sweet, sweet story. I'm interested because I often find some of my moments with God and kind of wisdom moments, I call it, oftentimes occur to me. There's two different places. One, though, is when I read God's Word, I often have a visit from God during those times, and He gives me a clear message. But the other time, and you mentioned it, is running. I don't run as much as I should, but there are times when I'm out and I will absolutely get this download of wisdom and inspiration, and it sounds like you might have had a little touch of that when you were out on the run as well.
Yeah, I suspect that there are more ways, fortunately, than just running that you can experience that. I mean, for me, I experience it in God's beauty as well. And I love to ski. I love to be in the mountains. I love to see snow. It just is a magical moment for me. And, you know, I think God's presence is displayed in many different ways. And for me, that's one of the ways that it is. Running, Yes, probably not to the extent that you've experienced while running, but I suppose it shows up in other ways.
And then when you kind of look back on your story, to just sort of see the hand of God in that you were sort of preparing your heart as you tried to read God's word, and as many people, you know, it doesn't stick for a while because, you know, it's not drawing you in, but yet you have that moment where you feel God kind of directing you and pointing you, and it's not until you're able to really kind of look back on those moments in your life where you can say, yeah, I can absolutely see God in this moment in my life.
Absolutely. I mean, when I look back on it, I recognize that I was a walk-in to this church. Nobody invited me. And yet, there were plenty of people that welcomed me after that time period, and plenty of people that got me involved in whether it was a small group study or an outreach of some kind. And this was really a fundamental to the beginning of my faith, that I was invited into something that was really so much bigger than myself.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about you come to faith, and then what you and I probably have experienced is that it's easier to have faith in your life when everything is going well. God is great when we're winning. But there are times in our life where we have struggles, we stub our toe, we're dealing with children, we're dealing with, you know, raising a family, marriages, as we've talked about. And then, you know, things happen way outside of our control. Somebody has an illness, a close relative passes away. And it's in those times, and then there's the business struggles. It's in those times where life tends to kind of take a dip and you feel like you're down in the valley. It's those times that I'm curious, has your faith helped you kind of in your business career? Because you've been a very successful businessman. Have there been times when you've had to kind of turn and rely on the Lord during tough times?
You know, as I mentioned, I came to faith out of my own brokenness from a marriage situation, and yet miraculously I saw God's grace within that. So I'm a believer in the way that God makes things work like that. Within my work life, though, it was pretty interesting. In the first several years, I enjoyed my work immensely. It was part of a wonderful organization. We had a big worldwide presence. It was really a very, very exciting time. And yet, there was something in me, I suppose, that wasn't quite fully fulfilled by that, not surprisingly. And yet, the people that I would speak with, you know, when I considered leaving work and going into the mission field, what people would say was, boy, I would definitely do that if I were you. And what I came to realize, and this is really looking back over many years, is that's what they wish they could have done, and they were sort of superimposing themselves on what my decision-making might be. You know, really, at the end of the day, I did go and work in a mission field for several years, but I recognized that my real place was back in the business world, and that calling, such as it was, wasn't necessarily to that field. I think God, nonetheless, honored it in ways that are just amazing. One is that I met my new bride there, and we've had four children since then. So that's been fantastic. But coming back into the work world in a place of actual strength, I think, was and is a big part of my own story. And that's been, 25 years now since I have sort of returned from it. And I believe that, God really longs and to have a place in the business world, to have a voice within that realm, and to also recognize that there are incredible struggles that go on in the business world as well. And there are unbelievable inconsistencies that happen in the business world too. But there's also a lot of brokenness in the business world. And that's precisely the place that he does his best work.
Mm. We're talking with Craig Kohlberg, and we're going to take a break in just a second. But for any of our listeners, I'm just curious, have you found yourself where you actually are praying while you've been at work? Is it something where you can be that intimate with God while you're working?
Well, I think, you can make the entire day a prayer in a certain sense. Connecting with the Lord is something that's, it doesn't have to be at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning that you're doing that. While that's a great time to be doing it, and it's a wonderful time to be doing it collectively, we're missing a lot if that's the only time that we are doing it. We're giving up a lot of life if that's the only time that we're doing it.
We're talking with Craig Kohlberg. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back in just a moment. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Run for Autism 5K will be on April 18th at Charlottesville High School starting at 7:30 in the morning. The Rockfish Valley Volunteer Fire Department will have a mud bog on April 11th. Gates open up at 9 and proceeds benefit the fire department. The Scottsville Elementary School PTO will have their first ever Scottsville Scoot Kids Run Walk 5K on April 25th at Dorrier Park. The event starts at 8 a.m. A quit smoking support group clinic is held every Thursday night from 5 until 6 through May 21st at the Thomas Jefferson Health Department on Rose Hill Drive. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our concerts events calendar at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today is my friend Craig Kohlberg. And Craig, that was an awesome faith journey that you just explored with us on the program. I'm wondering now, as a father, happily married and a father of four great kids, before we talk about your favorite gospel story, can you touch on faith and parenting and the importance of kind of bringing the faith and you're such a role model for your kids and others, but how important the faith life has been in your parenting aspect?
Yeah, I think that obviously it's a critical part, but it's also a critical in the sense that, our faith is something that is not just occurring in our household, but it's outside the house as well. So how do you get your kids to see that and be a part of that is the question. For us, I don't lead a Bible study with my kids at home. We refer to the Word from time to time. But I think my kids, over the 20-some years that they have been part of our family, have eyes that see things, that recognize consistency and inconsistency. And any parent would know that. Mm-hmm. They're very, very good at picking that up. So, I think that the best thing that Ann and I have done is model So they can see, they have a picture of the way that life can be. And part of that modeling is with friendships that we have, friendships that have persisted over 20 years, 15 years, through thick and thin. It's not all good news that we are giving to each other as we meet. So we try to model what friendship can look like. We try to model what real life can look like as well. Life full of not just success, but failure. Sports, of course, does that in unusually good ways. And sports often give an opportunity to talk about, why you feel good after you've succeeded and why you don't feel so good after things fell apart and didn't work out the way that you hoped that they would. We've learned about how do you pray for the other team? How do you, even though you want to desire to win, you have to talk about things like, what is it? Are you just trying to make yourself look good to others? So how important is appearance to you? And how important is the heart of the child?
One of the things you just mentioned, we're talking with Craig Kohlberg, is the consistency part. And I think at least my children also hold me accountable because, as you said, they have these eyes and they're watching and they're listening to how you do life as a father, a successful business person. And they know that you're a man of faith, and then they want to see how you play that out in life. In other words, how do you treat a lady at the restaurant? How do you talk with clients on the phone or support staff on the phone? Does your voice and does your attitude and how you interact with people, does it drip of humility as Jesus would want us to do? Or do you have the scent of arrogance? I think oftentimes our kids can help us with that because at least in my house, they'll be asking a lot of questions what did you mean about that? And how come you were talking to this person and so forth? But I think for me, there's an accountability towards consistency that the parenting and faith, when they intersect it, I think it helps for me to kind of bring out a better part of me.
Well, there's no question that the kids are going to pick up on any inconsistency. And if there's an inconsistency in the way that I treat my wife versus the way that I'm treating a waiter or waitress at a restaurant, they'll pick up on that pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, we talk about the heart a lot and the condition of our hearts and the centrality of it. And that's where all of our thoughts and words and courage come from. And we want a heart that can be transparent as well. So, that's a hard one. I can't say I'm really great at it or good at it even, but I can say that I try. And a transparent heart to a child is something that they are drawn towards. They're not pushed away from. So in ways that I can draw towards people, that's what I long to do.
This is Everyday Faith Radio, and we're on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV. We're talking with Craig Kohlberg. Craig, we really just have a few minutes left, but I could talk the rest of the morning with you. Is there a gospel story or a scripture that God has placed on your heart here recently?
Well, I would say that I've been reading a particular book, which is by a person by the name of Ken Bailey, who wrote a book called Jesus Through Middle Eastern Eyes. And he tries to take you back into the context of that day and discuss all sorts of things. But in my case, I've been reading through a number of the parables there. One of the parables that is about the great messianic banquet that is going to happen. And really, within the it's in, I think it's in Luke 14, and it's a part of a dinner party that Jesus is at, given by the Pharisees. And the Pharisees ask a very provocative question, which is to say, who is going to be at the great messianic banquet? And Jesus, in his inimitable way, doesn't answer it, well, you're going to be there and so-and-so is not going to be there. But he gives a story, a parable. And, of course, the parable is pretty well known. It's that he gives the story that a banquet is prepared, people have been invited, and he three people right off the cuff after the banquet is almost about to start say, oh, gee, I really can't make it. The master of the house instructs the servant to go out and find people that can actually fill up the seats then. And those people were the outcasts of that society at that particular time. They might have been the lame or the weak or the deaf or the beggar or even the thief at that point. And so he brings those people back, and unbelievably, there's still seats that are available. And then the master says, well, now you still must go out and find more people. And the fact is that the servant at that point was actually energized to do it. So he goes out and he does fill the seats. But this is the really neat thing about this is it not only references Isaiah, and Isaiah had said that not only would it be the people of Israel, but it would also be the outcasts of Israel, and it would be people outside of Israel that would become a participant in this great banquet. But in the time that, in the context of where Jesus was speaking, the Pharisees did not believe that it would include anybody from outside of Israel, let alone, whether it would be the lame or the weak or the deaf or the disabled people. But Jesus, in his way, says, no, you are absolutely all invited. And rather than being angry that people didn't show up at the banquet, basically what he sort of transposes that anger into grace and says, well, all right, you're not coming. It's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to fill these seats anyway, so we're going to take everybody. This is a big tent that we have. That, to me, is a pretty exciting thing, that there is no there's no gate that you have to go through. You don't have to be nobility. You don't have to have a certain amount of money. You don't have to have a certain education. You don't have to have all of the things that we look at as important in this world. And I'm not saying that they're not important. They are important, and I value them. But that's not your ticket to the entry to the great banquet. Of course, the great banquet is simply the kingdom of God that we are all a part of. That's the great banquet that he's referring to here. So that's a long-winded answer to something that I've been reading recently.
Wow. We've not covered
that. It's powerful to me.
On the show. So what is, for any of our listeners, what is the ticket in to the kingdom?
Well, the ticket in is there is no ticket, really. It's all by grace. There's nothing that we really have to do. Doing things is, I've discovered in my own life, is anxiety producing. Opening your heart to the way that God would like to move you or change you. And saying in your heart that you actually believe that the Lord has actually come to give you life is, to me, that's been everything.
Craig Kohlberg and the big ticket of just saying yes to Jesus. This is Everyday Faith. We'll see you next week.